Okay, we're going to try this again. You let me know. Appreciate Brother Eric, who watches us all the time. Let me know if there's no sound and if the sound cuts out. I'm doing my best to keep up with this. Guess I need a technician. But I'm really excited again to be with you. So, praise God. Going to talk about no accidental miracles today. If you're watching this live or YouTube or on our podcast, thank you for your support. VictoriousLivingInternational.com is our international global ministry site. And VLCC.TV is our local church and home base. So go to either one of those and you can learn more about the church, more about us, more about what God's doing around the world. And there are some wonderful, miraculous things happening. And so I'm going to try to launch into this and hopefully we get this recorded this time. We'll get this fixed out, ironed out before next week. Last week, I couldn't go to the podcast because the sound and the video were not syncing. And so I'm trying to work to improve and increase our technology capacities here. So be in prayer about that. Let me know if you have sound or don't have sound, because I don't want to just do this without any sound. So I appreciate any help anybody can give me here today. Well, we've watched God do so many miracles over 45 years of being a Christian. And over the 28, almost 29 years here at Victorious Living Church, we have lived in the miraculous. And Jesus performed miracles everywhere he went while he was on the earth. Pronounced miracles. Jesus continues working miracles today. But so many people see miracles as a rare occurrence and as something akin to fate or luck. Or one time I heard a preacher put it this way: people look at miracles and live in a gospel casino. Maybe God will, and maybe he won't. Miracles to many people seem arbitrary, mystical. Somewhere out in the world, out in space somewhere, and maybe they'll come to my life and maybe they won't. But there are no accidental miracles in the kingdom of God. There are no accidental miracles or arbitrary miracles or God getting up one day on one side of the bed and saying, "I'm going to do miracles today," and tomorrow getting up on the other side. A miracle in its essence is God returning to order something that is out of order, returning to divine order something that is out of divine order. And so if you're sick, that's out of divine order. If you're broke, that's out of divine order. And God will work miracles in our life. We call them miracles. God calls them promises. When we enter the covenant of Jesus Christ in the new birth, we enter a realm of promises. God's promises, the Bible says, are yes and amen. One of the greatest chapters showing Jesus' miracles is Mark chapter 5, a chapter of miracles. It opens up with Jesus delivering the Gadarene, the demon-possessed man in the graveyard, casting out the legion. Then he goes to heal Jairus' daughter as Jairus comes and asks him to come as his daughter is dying. On his way, he heals the woman with the issue of blood and a couple of blind people. And then he goes to Jairus' house. And it's here that we pick up the script and the text that I want to read to you today from Mark chapter 5, verse 35 through 36. It says this: "While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, 'Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?' Overhearing this, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, 'Do not fear, only believe.'" Only believe. Do not fear, only believe. If we read this from Mark chapter 9, verse 23, if we go down after Jesus has performed this miracle, he says this in context to what he did in chapter 5. Jesus says to another person coming to him for healing, says, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." All things are possible to him who believes. So that I don't have time to break that text down, but the wording in the text in the original languages does not sound exactly the way that we hear it translated in English. When it says in Mark 9:23, go there if you have a Bible, Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Now, there's an important distinction when you look at the original words that we must make concerning this verse. The word "all" means every kind. every kind, inclusive of all problems, all things that need to be corrected by God's power. Everything is under his authority. The word believe, the first word, Jesus said to him, if you can't believe, that first word believe is not actually the same word we would use for belief or believe in the last word. It is the word dunatos, which means, or it's the word that means, no, I am able. So to him who knows I am able, Jesus. Then the Bible says, all things are possible. The word possible there is the word dunatos, which means strong, mighty, and powerful. So literally the text means to that person who knows without a doubt that I possess the power and the ability and the strength. And then it says, all things are possible to him who believes. The last word belief or believe there is pisteo, which is different than the first word, and it means to be fully persuaded. Let me put it into a kind of a translation by word that I've crafted from this or put together from this. Jesus commanded, this is how I would read this if I'm looking at these original words. He didn't say to him. The Bible actually says that when it says Jesus said, it means Jesus commanded. Jesus commanded him, if, the big if right there that's in the original text, if you know without doubt that I am able to achieve every kind of work necessary, then that power works for those who are fully persuaded of my ability and power. Wow. Of my ability and my power. So Jesus is saying, it's not about you, it's about where you're putting your trust and full confidence in that situation. Miracles are not accidental. They don't happen just because God likes one person better than he likes another, or because he's in a better mood today than he was yesterday. Jesus secured authority over all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, over every adverse circumstance on this earth. The Bible says everything is under his feet. What we must do is use our faith in Christ and his ability to live in a life of fulfilled promises or recurring miracles. Every time I go overseas, I need a miracle of money. And every time, God provides. Because I know he has the provision for us. We have walked through things as a church. We have walked through things as a family. And we are living in a constant flow of God's interaction in our life that we would call miracles. Some would call them miraculous. And sometimes there's a danger in having so much of God's presence, promises being fulfilled in your life, that you start or you begin to forget that the world doesn't live under this same set of promises and blessings. And so things that we might see as a normal thing in life, where God provides me financially when I travel, or God brings things into my life when I need them, or there's a healing that takes place as we've been standing in God's presence and believing on his word. We see that as normal life function. The world sees that as miracle. Jesus did many miracles. I've witnessed and prayed over many miracles being performed right before my very eyes. I've lived in the miraculous as God helped us time and again in our life and in our ministry. I'm just suggesting to you today that miracles are not accidental, arbitrary, out of the blue, once in a while things that God performs. A daily miracle life is knowing Christ has all power, all authority, in us, on us, and through us, to live our life, to confront every obstacle, to overcome every mountain, and to live in a victorious place. Because we live in the miracle zone. The name of Jesus, the power of God, is the miracle zone. If you need God to move in your life today, and you're a Christian, you're a child of God, get the Word of God in you and use your faith to produce the miracles in your life that God has called promises. He will not fail. He will not lie. He has not lost any power. In fact, he's always at the height of power over all things. All things, all manners of circumstances, diseases, problems, issues, nations, armies, beings, well, you name it, he has all authority. Well, God bless you. I hope that this helps you today understand that you can live in the miracle zone. You can live in the zone of God's promises. I'm preaching today here at the church, whatever he says, do, do it. One of the keys to the miracles of God is to be in obedience to God's word. And when Jesus Christ commands us to do something and we do it, we instantly walk into the realm of provision and miraculous flow of God. It's not superstition. It's not gospel casino. It's not maybe he will, maybe the odds are in my favor today. No. God is a miracle-working God when you have a lot of money in your hand or when you're broke. He's a miracle-working God when you're sick or when you're well. He's a miracle-working God when you feel like it's a great day or the worst day of your life. He is constantly in authority, and your faith and mine is the key that unlocks the miracle. Well, God bless you. Join us today at 10:45 live here at Victorious Living Church. Pray for me as I preach today. Pray for our church. Pastor Brent, of course, is in the house. Senior pastor of the church, and he will be leading the service. I'm just delivering the word, and I'm thankful to be able to be a part still of the preaching team and hope to be for some time to come, as God wills in my life. Got some updates for you on our victoriouslivinginternational.com. More to come. I have updates coming to my partners. If you're a partner of ours at Victorious Living International, you'll be receiving some video update this week, maybe even today, about the upcoming Honduras crusade. We're expecting thousands to be born again. I'll let the video speak for itself. An e-newsletter is going out today as well that talks about Honduras, which also will have that video greeting. If you want to join our email list, just private message me or go to victoriouslivinginternational.com, sign up as a partner. There you can also donate and help support what God is using us for around the world. And finally, you can simply just email us at pastoredvlcc@hotmail.com. Well, God bless you. Love you. Remember these words from 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Sorry for all the technical difficulties today, but we're thankful we might have got most of this through. So God bless you. I'll see you next week.